Kids, go ahead. Feel free to laugh at the radio body. Team Indiana is in the house. 808. Let's hear it for you guys. Come on, clap for yourself. Do we get Coach Corey, did we get the whole team here? Was everybody able to make it?
I believe we do have all 13 girls here. Am I correct by my counting?
We're counting something like that? Well, we hope all of you are able to make it. We have some other parents and some great supporters of Team Indiana, Yorktown JAA. Yesterday, they got to that championship game of the Little League World Series Central Region and lost in a 2-1 tough one to Iowa. I understand Iowa was really good, as all the teams were. Coach Robertson, you've been doing this a little while with the team. Tell me your story helping out the JAA here in Yorktown.
Yeah, this group of girls have been together for about 5 years. Amazing group of core girls, probably about 6, 7, 8 of them. It has been a magical ride from the minute they stepped out in 8U softball till of course, our last game together here in a Central Region loss, 2-1 victory.
And you are, I can feel it, your pride for these kids is large.
Unbelievably large. It's emotional. My heart's beating right now. Still thinking about reliving that game last night and the sorrows of the girls at the end.
Yeah, because nobody wants to lose, obviously. But gosh, 16 wins in a row to get to that point. That's a feat in and of itself.
That's it. I mean, they take the losses so hard, but there are so many more wins on this team. So many more wins, and they forget about those when they lose. When they lose a big game, but there's a lot to be happy about.
Why do you do what you do? I mean, why do you do this?
I do it for the kids, but more importantly, my daughter. It's set a good example for them. Work hard, you can achieve anything in life, and that's where they're at. I think they're all set up well moving forward.
I heard really good things from some of the supporters and fans, both on the phone here and on the Facebook posts and all that. How well Team Indiana, Yorktown JAA, represented their town, their county, their area. I mean, that's big too, beyond just the games.
Yeah, they're first class, and I'll flip that right upside down. And the fans, the community support for our girls was amazing. From our league president on down to the family, to friends, our girls were represented extremely well, and it was great. I think they'll look up at the stands and see them full of green shirts for the rest of their life and remember that with big smiles on their face, and that's what it's all about.
Corey, switch up there on the mic there with Steve Cox, assistant coach, who's coming up too. You're a police officer by trade, you said.
Yes, in my normal life with the Muncie Police Department. Sorry,
but you love what you do, and hey, watch it. He's got cuffs. He does.
I've threatened him before.
How long have you been associated with this team and doing what you're doing there?
I've been with Corey the whole time, but that 5 or 6 years.
And why do you choose to do it? I mean, it's a lot of work for coaches too. It's a commitment.
It is. I'm going to tell you what. There's, I've said this before, that I find myself just as stressed out at times in my normal life as I do in the softball life. It's trying to make sure that the girls are prepared, make sure that they're having fun, still enjoying it. It's there's so many aspects and angles to it to make sure that the preparation and the girls are – it's about the girls, put it that way.
They're
learning
a lot beyond just the X's and O's of a baseball game. I mean, there's a lot happening here behind the scenes when you're involved with something like this.
It's an awful lot. And that's – you know, we understand that. The girls understand that, and that's why they're as successful as they are.
Yeah.
And Yorktown softball is going to be strong for – several years to come, 5, 6, 7 years down the road.
Lexi, let's bring you up now. This is Lexi Robertson, coach's daughter. Give her a hand. Yeah. That's good. That's good. So, Lexi, pitcher, huh?
Yeah, and shortstop.
And shortstop. You do everything. Good heavens. Do you know that I got to throw out the first pitch at a Ball State softball game once, I think it was last year, and I got there and I didn't realize, first of all, that I didn't know what I was doing. And second of all, that I didn't know how to fast pitch, so and they wanted me to do it that way. I mean, I've seen pictures and video of you at your level. I mean, you are absolutely going nuts with that ball. Good heavens. How did you learn how to do that? How did you learn how to throw a softball like that so hard?
Well, it takes, like, a lot of practice, and I go to Casey Clutch, and she, like, teaches me more to get like my core and legs into it to get more speed on the ball.
Oh yeah, it's a lot of muscle stuff, isn't it? To make sure you've got the right muscles that are built up and whatever, so you can make the right motion and all that. See, I have no muscles and I have no skills, so that was my problem. By the way, if you're curious, girls, I bounced it to the pitcher. And I looped it like a slow pitch to it. Bounced twice. I was very proud of myself. All right. Lexi, thank you. Let's bring Savannah up now. Savannah Baker, ace pitcher in the tourney. Hold for a picture now because we have photos. Hold your hand up in the air and tell me what happened to that hand. Really. What happened?
I tagged a girl out at home.
Yeah?
Yeah, and she like ran over my hand.
So when I said, holy cow, what were you thinking? You just said to me a moment ago.
I got her out. That's all I cared about.
Have you always been this competitive? I mean, have you always really had so much fun with, you know, trying to win and score and do the right thing?
Yes, I have. I love softball.
All right. Do you get to play again next year? I can't remember if you're still in it or not.
No, I can't.
Okay. Everybody, raise your hand if you get one more year of eligibility or whatever. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5-ish, 6-ish, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That 5 actually get to move on. What kind of memories with this group of young ladies and with your coaches? You know, tell us what that feels like, would
They're all really nice. I love playing softball with them, and they mean so much to me.
Let's hear it for you guys again. Team Indiana Yorktown, JAA on LBC. In just a moment, after a break, we're going to let every single one of them sound off and say hi to LBC Land Studio. Go ahead and start us off.
Hi, I'm Savannah Baker, and I play pitcher and shortstop.
All right, next up.
I'm Lexi Robertson, and I also play pitcher and shortstop.
All right, here we go.
I'm Reagan Cox, and I play third base and catcher.
I'm Delaney Boyd, and I play outfield.
I'm Caitlin Corin, and I play pitcher and outfield.
I'm Ellie Stinson, and I play outfield.
I'm Jessica Stevenson, and I play outfield.
I'm Hannah Elliott, and I play first base.
I'm Rachel Hornung, and I am a pitcher and an outfielder.
I'm Ainsley Phillips, and I play catcher and outfield.
I'm Anna Stanley, and I play outfield.
I'm Caitlin Godwin, and I play outfield.
I'm Hannah Avila, and I play first and second base.
Yep.
I'm Corey Robertson, and I'm the manager.
I'm Steve Cox, and I'm assistant coach.
Yep. And?
James Corin, and I'm assistant coach.
And this is Team Indiana. Let's hear it for you guys. Congratulations. Outstanding season. We're proud of you. It could not have been a more exciting stretch of fun. Way to go. Let's for those of you returning, let's keep it rolling there. Yorktown softball is strong, and for those that can't keep playing, I at least in this one, I know you will keep playing because you've learned a lot from these coaches, from your parents, from everybody in your families and the experience involved. Way to go. Again, a hand for everybody. Come on, let's go. Team Indiana on WLBC. Let's see how much of the words you know. Keep going. Well, they didn't sing that yet.